I prefer to think about working class conservatism in the modern sense as a set of contingencies rather than as something that naturally flows from the experience of being working class. So we can find historical instances of working class life that were not very sexually repressed, that were not very buttoned down, that we can find lots of instances of periods when working class people were not homophobic or especially homophobic and so on, right? So I hope I keep all of that. God, I sound like an awful academic at this point. It's complex. It is complex, but it's not hopelessly complex.
So hello, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you for being with us. We're continuing the discussion here with Roger Lancaster as part of a discussion or the kind of spin-off discussions from his book, The Struggle to Be Gay in Mexico, for example, which we've just been discussing on the main show. And now we're going to explore some other topics which are maybe suggested in the book, but maybe don't, you know, aren't the object of the book. So firstly, there's a little bit in the book where you contrast conservatism and how conservatism and particularly social conservatism and particularly around questions of sexuality play out in working versus the middle class in Mexico, but also in the kind of lower working class that you contrast to the kind of the main bulk of the working class.
Yeah. I mean, I take it around a few times because it's hard to escape the idea that there's something about working class life that involves some degree of cultural conservatism, and then that also involves, you know, conservative gender norms and sexual expectations or something like that. I take this around a few times though, and I end up on the conclusion that there's nothing unique about working class conservatism. There's no such thing as working class conservatism per se.
Hi there, friends. This is the end of a sample from an episode available only to subscribers at patreon.com/bungacast. For $7 a month, subscribers get at least 4 original exclusive episodes a month, featuring Alex, George, and Phil, as well as our regular contributors, Alex Gurevich, Amberly Frost, Catherine New, and Lee Phillips. We've got episodes on current affairs, extended interviews, exclusive episodes on theory, history, culture, docuseries, analyses of film, and our responses to listeners' questions and criticisms. And for $12 a month, you also get access to the very special BungaCast Reading Club, where we present the key books and essays necessary for understanding the world today, how we got here, and where we might be going. Of course, if you just want to try us out, there's also a $3 entry tier giving you one exclusive episode a month. We do hope you'll join us. These are turbulent times, and ideologically confused ones as well. We try to find some political clarity so that we might move beyond the age of bunga bunga.